Your inner advice monster. Most advice people give is worthless, but their inner advice monster insists on giving it anyway. You and everyone else have an internal advice monster that loves to offer advice at every chance. Sadly, most of it is useless or even harmful. Giving advice is as natural as enjoying being with others over being alone or preferring happiness to sadness. The advice monster believes the best thing is for you to know you have the best answer for someone's problems and to share it. It insists you are delivering value. When you're dishing out advice, it's crucial to keep your finger on the pulse. Often, people, including you, miss the mark due to two common pitfalls. 1. Tackling the wrong problem. It's natural to jump on the first issue that crops up in a conversation. But here's the kicker. That first problem might just be a decoy. Keep probing and listening. To steer clear of this trap, swap advice for questions. Dig deeper to unearth the real deal. 2. Offering lackluster solutions. Ever find your solutions falling flat? You're not alone. Blame it on the lack of info and a sea of assumptions. Your advice might need to be revised because it's built on shaky ground. The pitfalls of giving unsolicited advice. Offering advice without being asked can cause more harm than good. Here's why. 1. It demotivates the advice receivers. When someone tells you what to do without your request, it can feel like they don't trust your abilities to think for yourself. It makes you feel like your independence is being questioned. 2. It overwhelms the advice givers. Life is already busy, and giving advice adds to the chaos. You have to manage your own tasks along with advising others, making everything more stressful. 3. It compromises team effectiveness. With everyone giving unsolicited advice, teams end up with demotivated members and stressed out advisors. This makes it hard for the team to focus on their goals. 4. It limits organizational change. In today's fast-paced world, organizations need to adapt quickly. Relying solely on old ways and hierarchy doesn't cut it anymore. It holds back progress when things need to change rapidly. When you're faced with tough choices, the advice monster shows up in 3 ways. First, there's the tell-it persona. It's like that loud friend who always thinks they know best. Then there's save it. This one's a bit quieter but still pretty full of itself. It believes everything will fall apart unless you swoop in and save the day. Lastly, there's control it. This persona is all about keeping a tight grip on things. It says giving up control will only lead to disaster. The coach approach. Ditch your advice monster and embrace your inner coach. It might sound tough, but it's the right move. Picture 2 versions of yourself. Present you and future you. Present you as like a kid in a candy store, always chasing immediate satisfaction. But future you? Future you is the adult in the room, willing to wait for bigger, better rewards down the line. Gaining mastery over the advice monster necessitates introspection, which involves considering 4 key factors. 1. Who let the dogs out? What sets off your advice monster? Find out what triggers it, like certain situations or people, so you can avoid them and not get sucked into giving advice when you shouldn't. 2. Confessions. Take a good look at yourself. When something gets you fired up, what do you do? How does your advice monster act? Identify the specific actions it takes. 3. Prizes and punishments. Everything you do has pros and cons. Figure out what benefits you like and work for them. Also, recognize the cost you want to avoid. Remember, future, you will have to deal with the consequences of your advice monster's actions. 4. Future you for the win. When you keep your advice monster in check, it pays off big time. You'll develop qualities like empathy, mindfulness, and humility, the stuff that makes great coaches stand out. Develop a coaching habit, key to quality coaching. Good coaching isn't about giving advice, it's about being thoughtful, curious, and listening well. To be a top-notch coach, you gotta get into the habit of coaching. It's not about telling people what to do, but about being curious, listening carefully, and thinking things through. That's what sets great coaches apart, not their advice, but their way of being. 3 principles of quality coaching. Be lazy, be curious, and be often. The essence of coaching lies not in the results but in the methods employed. Effective coaching adheres to three fundamental principles. 1. Be lazy. Resist the urge to jump in and solve everyone's problems right away. Sometimes, just taking a step back and listening can be more helpful than jumping into action. 2. Be curious. Instead of being the advice giver, be the listener. Ask questions, be thoughtful, and let the other person lead the conversation. Being curious helps people feel more comfortable and respected. 3. Be often. Don't limit coaching to formal sessions. Use coaching principles in all your interactions, whether it's during meetings, emails, or even text messages. Being consistent with coaching behaviors can make a big difference. 7 types of questions: kickstart, awe, focus, foundation, strategy, lazy, and learning. Excellent coaching relies on fundamental questions that can be utilized interchangeably, irrespective of sequence, context, or amalgamation, to suit the situation optimally. Open the secrets of coaching with these 7 powerful questions. 1. The kickstart question: what's on your mind? This is where the magic begins. It's like hitting the start button on a conversation. Just ask and watch the floodgates open. 2. The awe question: and what else? This question is your secret weapon. It digs deep, uncovering the stuff that really matters. Keep asking, and you'll get to the heart of the matter. 3. The focus question: what's the real challenge here for you? The first problem someone mentions is never the real deal. This question helps you peel back the layers and find the true challenge hiding underneath. 4. The foundation question: what do you want? This one's all about action. It helps you figure out what steps need to be taken to make things happen. 5. The strategy question: if you're saying yes to this, what must you say no to? Strategy is like a game of chess. You've got to make moves, but you also need to sacrifice some things along the way. This question helps you figure out what's worth the trade-off. 6. The lazy question: how can I help? Forget playing hero. This question puts the ball in their court. It's not about rescuing, it's about empowering. 7. The learning question: what was most useful or valuable here for you? Learning isn't just about hearing facts, it's about making connections. This question helps solidify those aha moments. Identify real challenges. When helping someone tackle their problems, watch out for these 6 common traps. 1. Twirling. People often don't hit the real issue right away. The first things they say might not be the heart of the matter. 2. Coaching the ghost. Sometimes the person you're trying to help keeps talking about other people or things, distracting from their own issues. 3. Settling. Don't let timidity win. Don't just accept surface-level problems. Push for the real deal. 4. Popcorning. If you ask someone what's wrong and they start listing off a bunch of small problems, help them focus on the main one. 5. Big picturing. Talking in broad terms doesn't help. Get specific about what's really bothering them. 6. Yarning. Some people get caught up in dramatic but irrelevant stories. Guide them back to the core issue. When you come across someone who's clouding the issue, call it out. Make it clear what you're learning and what you're not. Ask a focused question. Use smart questions, really listen, use your common sense, and think carefully to help them uncover their real challenges. There are 2 possible outcomes. 1. Your friend or colleague gets it and is ready to move forward. They might be thinking, "When can we wrap this up so I can get started?" 2. The other person is glad to pinpoint the real problem, but has no clue what to do next. You can ask, "So, now that we've nailed the real issue, how can I assist?" When they suggest something, ask, "And what else?" Learn coaching habits. Learn coaching habit by following these 4 tips. 1. Be generous. Good coaches know when to stay quiet. In coaching talks, they give the other person space by staying silent for a few seconds, allowing them to speak freely. They're also upfront about the coaching process and show appreciation for the other person, too. Be vulnerable. Great coaches are humble and open to learning from others. They're willing to admit they have room for improvement and accept feedback graciously. 3. Be a student. To become a better coach, keep learning. Gain knowledge from experts in coaching and related fields. Look to authors, executives, and TED speakers for valuable insights. Reading books like Marshall Goldsmith's and Whitney Johnson's can be particularly helpful. 4. Be an advice giver. Pause before giving advice. Make sure your guidance is valuable and worth sharing. 4 strategies for giving sound advice. 1. Define it. Only share your advice when the other person is truly ready to hear it. Don't rush or force it. 2. Diminish it. Before giving advice, make it clear that it's just your best guess. Don't act like your advice is the only right answer. 3. Deliver it. When you do offer advice, do it quickly and confidently. Don't hesitate. 4. Debrief it. After giving advice, check if it's what the person needs. Ask them if it helps them with their problem. Enhance communication with the Terra quotient. To keep everyone engaged in a conversation, use the Terra quotient. Terra stands for 4 important things. 1. Tribe. Show that you and the other person are on the same team. Use words like we and us to express unity. 2. Expectation. Predict small steps for the future. It helps people feel more comfortable when they know what to expect. 3. Rank. Let others feel important in the conversation. Lift them up and make them feel valued. 4. Autonomy. People want to have a say in what happens to them. Let them know they have choices. That's why asking, "What do you want?" is so effective. Your future leadership potential. Move beyond your limited present you and envision the wise future you. By embracing this transformation, you'll not only elevate yourself but also inspire those around you. To start, focus on 3 key steps. 1. Develop a coaching habit. This means guiding others with support and encouragement rather than just giving orders. 2. Avoid falling into the advice trap. Instead of always giving advice, actively listen and engage with others to understand their perspectives before offering input. 3. Silence your advice monster for good. Instead of constantly jumping in with solutions, learn to empower others to find their own answers and grow independently. Key points. 1. Recognize the tendency to offer unsolicited advice and its potential pitfalls. 2. Understand the negative impact of the advice monster on both advice givers and receivers. 3. Identify triggers that activate the urge to provide advice and work towards controlling it. 4. Practice asking open-ended questions to delve deeper into others' thoughts and challenges. 5. Avoid common conversational pitfalls that obscure genuine challenges during coaching. 6. Address foggy situations in conversations by using focused questions and active listening. 7. Engage people using the Terra quotient, tribe, expectation, rank, autonomy, to maintain their interest in discussions.